During Corteo's first run, the performance was in a tent. Now that it's in an arena, there are a few challenges, including how to get the performers quickly from one side of the stage to the other. The old way of doing it, in the big top, involved going underneath bleachers. That doesn't work at U.S. Bank Arena, so Cirque du Soleil commissioned the building of a machine last year that solved the problem. Tour publicist Max Batista explained the concept of the crossover machine.
So they cross the stage running on the procession, and they will run to the end of the stage, they'll put a rope, and they will cross under the stage to the other side, they'll get up, and they run again. They go there, under the stage, cross on the crossover machine, and run again.
Picture this. In a small space under the stage, there's a moving rope and an inflatable mat. Performers lay down and hold onto the rope and are transported in less than 40 seconds to the other side of the stage. Another rope holds their costumes so they don't get caught in the process. There's even a safety feature.
When they get to the end, if they forget to let the rope go, for example, their hand will get there and will stop automatically. So it's a safety system as well.
So can you compare this to, I don't know if you're a skier, but is this like a tow rope?
It's similar, but you're going to be laying down and in lots of pressure to be able to get on the other side. And you have to concentrate in what you have to do next as well while you're crossing.
Batista says if the performers have to get to the other side of the stage in less than 40 seconds, they start pulling themselves before the machine kicks in. Audience members who don't know about the crossover machine are baffled.
Wait, but this person just crossed it and is crossing again from the other side. How is this possible? Do they have twins here?
It takes the crew about a day to set up everything, including the crossover machine. The ropes and pulleys are Robert Tietz's job. As Cirque's arena rigging specialist, the lives of the performers are in his hands.
It's like a puzzle. All those trusses, they come together as Legos. They need to be put in place with pins. And we're talking about pins that are rated for like a 10,000, 15,000 pounds. You're talking about heavy-duty rigging.
The show features a variety of innovative acrobatic equipment elements that Cirque invented to mesh seamlessly with the set design. He says there are over 1,500 feet of trusses and he needs to inspect everything.
Everybody in the show, no matter what kind of technician you are, rigger, lighting, sound, everybody at one point puts a truss together. There's a lot of truss in this show. Cabling and a lot of rigging, acrobatic rigging.
Among the special features in this show that rely on the rigging are custom-built ladders, twin high bars mounted on a turnable stage, and giant chandeliers. Tietze hires 100 locals to help with the rigging.
The show Corteo is it's a big show as acrobatic rigging. Like lines, we have three trolleys, 120 feet long trolleys that we have dollies moving back and forward with artists on them, and all those ropes need to be inspected way ahead before we fly the whole structure out.
And then when it's showtime, it's all automated. Down in front are a series of sound, light, and automation boards with the stage manager calling cues as Batista explains.
Okay, curtain go, Polichinelle going down, go, Italians go, standby go. Even though everything it's following the programmation, we're able to control if it's okay, we need to have the curtains a little bit higher or lower in that moment, the automation technician will be able to follow up that.
The two-hour show has over 400 cues. Corteo runs tonight through Sunday at the U.S. Bank Arena. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.